August 13. Be born again. John chapter 3, verses 7 and 8. You should not be surprised at my saying, you must be born again. The wind blows wherever it pleases. You hear its sound, but you cannot tell where it comes from or where it is going. So it is with everyone born of the Spirit. Jesus is speaking principally to Nicodemus, but there are others there with him. You, singular, should not be surprised at my saying, you, plural, must be born again. It's possible Jesus picks up the picture of the effects of a wind blowing because it was happening around them even as they spoke. That's something we'll never know for sure. The wind blows wherever it pleases. You hear its sound, but you cannot tell where it comes from or where it is going. So it is with everyone born of the Spirit. Jesus is using a play on words which we miss in English. The Greek word pneuma can mean breath, wind, or spirit. When breath ceased in the human body, so did life. Because spirit was understood to be the principle of life in us, breath and spirit were seen as overlapping terms, as were breath and wind. No one on earth can direct the wind. It acts independently of humanity. It can't even be seen. We know it's there because we can hear it, but where it came from or will finish up, no one knows. What's true of the wind is also true of the person born of the Spirit. Unlike Nicodemus, whose religious life was entrenched in a rigidly ordered, predictable, regulated system of rules, the man born of the Spirit is under the direction of the Spirit. The Holy Spirit can direct him here today and there tomorrow. The Holy Spirit is sovereign. The natural man doesn't understand the Spirit or those born of the Spirit. He only knows they're different to him. Some people have difficulty explaining their new birth to others. That doesn't invalidate either the reality of the new birth or their personal experience of it. As with the wind, they can see the effect without seeing what caused the effect. Have you been born again? The moment we place our faith in Christ alone for salvation, believing that when he died in our place, carrying our sins and experiencing the punishment for those sins that we deserved, we are born again. Allow the Holy Spirit to lead your life. Those who are led by the Spirit of God are the sons of God, as in Romans chapter 8, verse 14. This is both a right and a responsibility.